First of all, tonight she is Ilay Nishmas, Tanya's mother, Shoshana Reza Chiena, Bas Eliyahu Leib, Halevi. So our learning is Ilay Nishmasa. Tanya, would you like to say a word or two about your mom before we start learning?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Do you mind if we pause the recording?
Yes, I will definitely pause the recording.
Thank you.
Okay, Chevra, so if I'm not mistaken, we are on Chavzayin Amid Beis by Tanya. Is that correct? Okay, so let's go. So Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Kishim She'in Adam Yotze Yedei Chavasu B'Yom Tov HaRishon Chochag B'Lulavo Shochaveiro Dechsev Ulkachem Lachem B'Yom Rishon Pri Eitz Hadar Kapos Marim Mishalachem. Right, Rebbe Eliezer says that just like you are not yotze with someone else's lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Kach ein adam yotze de chovasu besukaso sheh shel chaveiro dechsev chak hasukos taaseh lecha shiv as yamim mi shel cha. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer says that the word lecha lachem, right? Both of those words teach me it has to be yours, you have to own it. And just like everybody agrees that you have to own the lulav, so also you have to own the sukkah. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. You have to own the sukkah, and therefore you are not yotze in someone else's sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer basically holds that I cannot borrow a sukkah and get the mitzvah. I have to own my sukkah to get the mitzvah, just like I can't borrow a lulav and get the mitzvah on day one of Sukkos, so also I can't borrow a sukkah and get the mitzvah. And sukkah all 7 days is the equivalent of lulav on day one, because all 7 days of sukkah is d'oraisa, much as lulav on day one is d'oraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer has a very nice parallel. Vachachomim omrim, afal yotze yedei the Chachomim distinguish, they say that you're not yotze with your friend's lulav, but you are yotze with your friend's sukkah. Dechsev, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, Yeshvu basukos, milamed shako Yisrael ruuyim leishev basuka achas. Right, the pasuk says that all of Klal Yisrael should be in the same sukkah. That teaches me that we can all sit in the same sukkah, meaning that the Chachamim are saying that from kol ha'ezrach, I see that you are yotze with a borrowed sukkah. And the details of how this limud works, we'll talk about in a few moments. But basically, the Chachamim are saying that you're not yotze with a borrowed lulav, you are yotze with a borrowed sukkah. So the Gemara now asks, one second, Rabbi Eliezer learned from the pasuk lecha, and the Chachamim learned from the pasuk kol ha'ezrach. How come each one does not? How come each one does not interpret the pasuk the same way the other one does? So, for Rabbanan, Hai Lacha, my Darshi Bey. What do the Chachamim darshan from Lacha? Right? Chag HaSukkos Taaseh Lacha. Sounds like it has to be yours. What do they do with Lacha? Zakh the Gemara, Mibayale Lamute Gezula. Avo Sh'ula, Ksiv Kol HaEzrach. The Chachamim, the Rabbanan say, that Lacha tells me, I need a Gezeres HaKosev to tell me that a Sukkah Gezula is not good to be Yotzei the Mitzvah. I cannot fulfill the Mitzvah with a stolen Sukkah, but I do fulfill the Mitzvah with a borrowed Sukkah. Now, we already discussed many times, Taisus on Daf Tes, when Taisus raises the question, why do the Chachamim need a Pasuk of Lacha to tell me that you're not yotze with a stolen sukkah? Why don't I just say that that's a mitzvah habavera? Right? Whenever I obtain a mitzvah item illicitly through an avera, so I'm not yotze with that, right? If I steal a lulav, I'm not yotze with a lulav ha'gozel because of mitzvah above avera. So Taisan Daf Tes raises the question, how come you need the word lecha to exclude a sukkah gezula? Why don't you just say that it's puzzle because it's a mitzvah above avera? That's Taisus's question. This led Taisus back on Daf Tes. I'm not going to test you how many of you remember the Taisan Daf Tes because it was quite some time ago. Or how many of you were even in the shir when we did Daf Tes? Tanya was in the shir at that point. It's her, and Rachel was in the shir for sure. Zoe was already there. Okay. So I'm not going to test you. But Tosis on Daf Tes uses this kasha to tell us a chiddush that the din of mitzvah babaveira is a din drabbanan. That the psul of mitzvah babaveira is not true on the level of deraisa. It's only pasul midrabanan. That's Isis. If you remember, the Minchas Chinuch had another yesod. The Minchas Chinuch says that mitzvah babaveira pasuls something when the Torah wants that particular thing. Sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam wants something, and sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam just doesn't want the opposite, right? So, zot the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah babaveira means that the object is tainted, but that principle only is relevant when the Kaddish Baruch Hu wants this particular object. However, in a situation when the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want that object, by sukkah, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want me to be in the sukkah. The Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants me not to be outside of the sukkah. So therefore, the psul of mitzvah b'avera does not apply to sukkah. That's the Minchas Chinuch's chiddush. That is quite debatable. And we discussed this in our youth. But whatever the reason, I see that you need a pasuk of lecha to exclude a sukkah gezula. I do not say that it's based on the general principle of mitzvah habav avir. I need a special pasuk of lecha according to the Chachamim. So now, the Chachamim are saying that lecha teaches me that a sukkah that is stolen is no good, but a borrowed sukkah is good because I have a pasuk of kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer, right? Hi, Koh Ezrach, my Yavid Lay. What does he do with the pasuk of Koh Ezrach? So, mi bayale, the ger sheniskaya bain tayim, the katon sheniskadel bain tayim. Rabbi Eliezer uses the pasuk of Koh Ezrach to teach me that if you become bar or bas mitzvah in middle of the Yantav Sukkos, you're still chayiv in sukkah at the end. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, anyone who's a citizen in Klal Yisrael. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you need a sukkah that lasts all 7 days. And if you miss a day of sukkah, you miss every day of sukkah. Right? That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. But that does not apply if you were not bar bas mitzvah at the beginning of Yontif. That's not called missing a day, because you were not yet chayiv. So you have kol ha'ezrach that teaches me, kol ha'ezrach teaches me that you're chayiv in sukkah at the end of yontiv, even though you weren't chayiv at the beginning, because you weren't yet bar mitzvah. Now, there's a famous discussion. This is actually relevant for me, the year of my bar mitzvah. Let's say you become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, in middle of Sfiras HaOmer. Right? So what do you do then? Right? Can you count? Well, I wasn't chayiv at the beginning. How can I count? Right? And maybe you hold like the Bahag, that all a Sfira is one big mitzvah. So if I count from day 17 onwards, so I now have 32 brachos levatola, because days 1 through 17, right? There are 49 days this year, right? That's my advanced mathematics. So can we prove from this Gemara that Rabbi Eliezer says that a katan who becomes a bar mitzvah in middle of Sukkot is chayiv in the mitzvah Sukkot at the end of Yontif? Can you prove from this statement of Rabbi Eliezer the famous question of the Menchas Chinuch regarding someone who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira? Zoe, it looks like you had a comment.
My one understanding that I've heard is that even though you aren't obligated, you start saying the bracha and then you continue through Sfira of Omer. Is that one way to get around it?
Phrase it again. I'm not 100% sure.
So you're a katan when Sfira Sa'omer starts, and as you were on day 17, you become whatever it was, you become a chayev. So right. You start saying it even though you're not obligated, and then you continue.
So that's what many posts can assume. That's what most posts can assume. Can you continue to count with the bracha is the question. So the basic idea, I think the way Rav Shachter says it is as follows. When the Gaonim say, if I miss a day of Sfira, that I can no longer count with a bracha, there are some Gaonim who say that instead of not counting with a bracha, what I do is I say, yesterday was 8, today is 9. Meaning to say that the position of those who say that you can't count with a bracha is because counting has to be in order. And I can't count 10 if I didn't count 9. Right? We disagree with those who say, I can say, oh, yesterday was and today is. Instead, we say, no, you got to count in order. So how can you say 10 if you didn't say 9? But if I was not yet bar mitzvah on day 9, but you can't say that what I did on day 9 is considered a pause in the counting. You can't say that I'm not counting consecutively. I might not have gotten a mitzvah with my counting, but I am counting consecutively. Like post can discuss, what about Rachman Lutzvam summons an onain during Sfiras HaOmer? No? An onain is not allowed to do mitzvahs. So what do you do? Right? Are you going to miss out the rest of Sfira? So some poskim say that what you do, I think the mainstream approach is that you count just so that you can count later on, so that your counting is still consecutive. So I think the mainstream approach in poskim is like what you said, that you continue to count. You can continue to count because what happened until your bar mitzvah, until your bas mitzvah, it's not non-existent. It might not have been a mitzvah point, but it's not non-existent. That's the basic idea. But let's take it back to Sukkah Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis. Can you prove from Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a katan who becomes a bar mitzvah in middle of Sfira, in middle of Sukkot, can sit in the Sukkah at the end, even though you don't have 14 meals, 7 days, whatever. You don't have it because you missed some of the early days. So can I prove from Rabbi Eliezer anything about this question regarding Sfiras HaOmer? Tanya.
I would say that the fact that he needs a pasuk undoes the fact that there's anything in Sfara that would be transferable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. There are some Acharinim who try to prove. Rabbi Yosef Engel apparently tries to prove from our Gemara that a katan who becomes a gadol during Sfira can count afterwards. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says there's no proof because in this case there is a pasuk that tells me, Kol HaEzrach, tells me that Yechayiv and Sukkah at the end.
Can I ask a question on that? Because you had just said one workaround that we have for Sfira is that you count, but you don't say a bracha. Would you say a bracha according to Rabbi Eliezer if the katan becomes of age?
Yeah. I mean, the Gemara says that the Pasuk of Kol HaEzrach teaches me that you make a bracha, that you're fully chayiv in the mitzvah sukkah. Right? But what Tanya's saying is that it's a gezeiras hakasav. The pasuk is teaching me this idea. And because the pasuk is teaching it to me, so therefore I can't use it for anything else, right? Because a pasuk is by definition a chiddush and it can't be extended to other cases. I think that's the basic idea.
Yeah, I guess my question is more around in general, like let's say you are your past bar mitzvah in Rabbi Eliezer's world, you miss a meal, you don't say a bracha in the sukkah for that meal. Would you continue saying it when you go in the sukkah again? That seems intuitive, but like...
Again, if I'm older than bar mitzvah, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, in Rabbi Eliezer world.
In Rabbi Eliezer world, yeah.
So would I not make a bracha? I think you would not make a bracha. In other words, the Gemara said that if you hold, again, Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind, but yes. If you would hold like the original Rabbi Eliezer, that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, so then you miss one. I'm sorry, dude, you're out. Like, you're a nice guy and all that, but, you know, it doesn't work. Okay. So let's just review. Rabbi Eliezer says that you do not get the mitzvah with a borrowed sukkah. Just like you don't get a mitzvah with a borrowed lulav, you don't get a mitzvah with a borrowed sukkah. That's Rabbi Eliezer's shita. The Chachamim say, no, you get a mitzvah with a borrowed sukkah. You just don't get the mitzvah with a stolen sukkah. The Chachamim learn that borrowed is good because of Kol HaEzrach. Rabbi Eliezer uses Kol HaEzrach to tell me that a katan who becomes a gadol in the middle of sukkahs is still going to be chayiv in sukkah at the end of the yontif. V'rabbanon, heyon shomer osin sukkah b'chol amoed lo itshakra. The chachamim don't need a pasuk for a katan who becomes a bar mitzvah in middle of sukkahs, because of course they hold the chachamim hold you're allowed to build a sukkah on chol amoed, meaning that the end of the yontif of sukkahs is not a makeup for the beginning. It's not like if I miss something, so therefore I struck out, as it were. The Chachamim say, no, build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Like, so you get 3 days of sukkahs instead of 7 days of sukkahs. So if you build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, so of course if you become a bar mitzvah in middle of sukkahs, of course that works. That's the basic idea of this Gemara. So far, so good? Now, why is it the pasuk of Kol HaEzrach BeYisrael teaches me that you can sit in a borrowed sukkah? How does Kol HaEzrach teach me that a borrowed sukkah is okay? Ms. Gutman, how are you?
Good. I thought this was funny. So Rashi describes how in the desert, all the Jewish people, I think the desert, they would all go in one sukkah. And obviously you can't own something that's for less than a pruta. And if you divide the value of the sukkah for every human being, then it would be less than a pruta. And because you can't own less than a pruta, they weren't owning the sukkah and it wasn't their sukkah and they were in a barred one.
Excellent, right? But just one minor correction. I don't think all of Klal Yisrael ever sat in the same sukkah.
Right.
Right? Kol HaEzrach BeYisrael Yeshu BaSukkos means that theoretically we could all sit in the same sukkah. Kol Yisrael Re'uyim Leishev B'Sukkah Achas. We could all sit in the same sukkah. Again, the drasha is that the yantiv of sukkahs is a yantiv of achdus. Right? So the achdus of the sukkah means that we are all doing the same thing in the same place. We could all do the same thing. There's another element of achdus in the yontif of sukkahs, which is that the lulav of the esrog, the hadassim, and the aravos are all bound together, right? And you shake all of them together. But there's a different type of achdus with the lulav and the esrog than there is with the sukkah. The Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say that there's one type of achdus that we each do our own thing, but we're just joined. We're each different, right? A lulav is different than hadasim. It's different than arefos. But we're all part of the same shaking, but we're each different, right? And then there's another type of achdus that we're all doing exactly the same thing in the same place. And to some extent, we lose our individual identities just because we're doing the same thing, right? The lulav type of achdus is an achdus that we're doing the same thing, but we're different. In the sukkah achdus, you don't have any indication that we are that we're different, right? It's just that we're doing the same thing. It's a different type of achdus with the sukkah than there is with the lulav. Use it. It's a decent drasha, I think. Have fun. You can ask a kash on this. Yeah.
I just never heard that you can't own less than a pruta.
Oh, okay. So that's the point I want to talk about. So Rashi has a chiddush that Rashi is saying if we're all sitting in the same sukkah, all of Klal Yisrael is in the same sukkah, so obviously it has to be borrowed. It can't be that we all own the same item because shutfis, partnership, can only exist if we each have something that's worth a pruta. You can't break something up to the extent that there is no pruta for each person. That's not considered a chelak. It's like a share of stock has to have a certain amount of value. No? You can't just make an infinite number of shares. Each share, you're right. I mean, again, it could be I'm totally making this up, but what Rashi is saying is that each share in the Klal Yisrael Sukkah has to be worth a pruta, because less than the pruta, according to Rashi, is not considered ownership. And that's the sheet of Rashi. You can't own less than a pruta. Rashi would say that when the Gemara in... when the Gemara in Sanhedrin, let's say, when the Gemara tells me that if a Jew steals pachos mishover pruta, that's not really an iser, but for goyim gezeila pachos mishover pruta is usser because you're mitzair, because you cause pain, but for Jews it's not gezel. What that means, according to Rashi, is that pachos mishover pruta is not money. Ownership is not shayach. So if I take away something, pachos mishaver pruta, right? The Medrash Tanchuma, the Ming of Parshas Noach, speaks about vatimolei ha'aretz chamas, that what people did is each person would go over and they'd steal a tiny little trinket, a nothing, a garbage. I'd take it away from you. So that was chamas. That's how the Dar HaMa'abol was destroyed, right? Gezeila pachos mishaver pruta. For Klal Yisrael, there's no such iser as stealing pachos mishaver pruta. Because according to Rashi, pachos mishaver pruta is not money. If it's not money, it's not shayach to have ownership on it. If it's not shayach to have ownership on it, so you can't steal it from me because it wasn't mine to begin with. I can't steal your air because it's not anything, right? There's no value in air. You can only steal something that has value. Pachos mishaver pruta, according to Rashi, has no value. Therefore, there's no ownership. Ownership means I have something of value. That's Rashi's definition. And the mela, according to Rashi, the only way all of Klal Yisrael could sit in the same sukkah is if it is a sukkah she'ula, is if it's borrowed. It can't be that it's based on shutfis, because shutfis is not possible when each partner has less than a shavapruta. Ms. Gutman, how are you? Besides perplexed, you look perplexed.
Well, it just seems like kind of elementary view of ownership, because not just, it's the use of the object or the sukkah that creates the value, like the fact that you're able to use it at all. So if you are getting into an ownership, I don't think it needs to be divided up the value. I feel like that's kind of not the point.
So what you're, again, if we'd be first year law students, so we'd have to question what ownership means. What does it mean that I own something? Does I own it mean that I can prevent you from taking it? Does ownership mean that I could sell it? Does ownership mean that I could use it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There are different possible ways of defining ownership, both in secular law and in halacha. Right? Rashi is taking a very financial view of ownership. Ownership means it is money that can be sold. If you can't sell it, it's not money, and you can't own it. The fact that I could use it doesn't matter, according to Rashi, because the halacha of ownership means the ability to sell something. Pachus mishav pruta, there's no market for it. It can't be sold. Consequently, there is no ownership. That's the shita of Rashi. So far, so good? Now, this theory of ownership could be relevant for like a thousand other issues, but that's not our concern right now. Next, who argues in Rashi? Tosfos, right? Like there's a klutzkach. Like sure, it's like, why are you asking this? Of course, right? So Tosfos argues in Rashi. So what does Tosfos say? So Tosfos writes, right? Kol Azrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. This Tosfos is really hard, but we'll do the best we can with it. Kol Azrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos. Zot Tosfos Mashma Sukkah Achas L'Chol Yisrael SheYeshu B'Ze Achar Ze. It has to be one sukkah for all of Klai so that they sit in it one after the other. Meaning, Tosfos never even entertains the possibility of having a sukkah that's so large that everyone could be in there at the same time. Das is nechayach, right? It has to be that you'll sit in it one after the other. And therefore, right, Tosfos is paraphrasing Rashi, v'yashu shetei shel kulam, it cannot be through partnership, through shutfis, because each person does not have a shava pruta. Then Tosfos writes, v'alchinam dachak. Rashi is giving a difficult explanation for no reason. Dekevan dekasav lecha lemu'ute deshutfin mashma. Zok Tosfos, you don't need to say that ownership is not shayach on pachas mishava pruta. You get the impression that according to Tosfos, there is ownership on pachas mishava pruta. You can own something. The only thing is that the word lecha tells me not partners. When the way Tosfos is saying for Rabbi Eliezer, Tosfos is saying that it cannot be that you're yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah with a partner's sukkah, because lecha tells me that you're not yotzei with partnership. Kedemucha perishas hagez, gabe truma v'chala upeya v'tuva. Right, the Gemara in Chulin, with respect to Truma, Chala, etc., in all of those cases, the Kachashev Hasam, we say that you are not Yotzei, or there is no Chiyuv with Shutfis. If I own dough in partnership with someone else, so the Gemara in Chulin there has a machlokes between Rabbi Eloi and the Chachamim, about whether Isas HaShutfin is Chayiv and Chala or Pata from Chala. The basic idea is that since the Pasuk says L'cha, L'cha tells me it's got to be yours and only yours. If it's Shutfin, if it's yours and somebody else's, so then that's not yours. That's not considered L'cha. So Tosfos is basically arguing that Rashi comes up with a theory of ownership but it's not necessary. But Rashi is saying that it can't be that we're talking about partnership, because all of Klal Yisrael can't possibly own something together, because there wouldn't be a Shavah Prutah for each person. That's Rashi. Tosfos is saying, don't give me your first year law school stuff. It's not about defining what partnership is and whether you need a Shavah Prutah. Tosfos is saying that there's a pasuk. The pasuk says Lucha. Lucha means yours and only yours. And therefore, Shutfis doesn't work, because it's not yours exclusively. It's not yours and only yours. And Taisa says, and I see this idea from many places in Shas, that the word lecha excludes partnership. So therefore, Tosa is saying, I have a gzeres hakasov, that it can't be partnership. So when the Torah says that all of Klal Yisrael is together, it has to be that you're borrowing. It can't be partnership, because the pasuk tells me it's not partnership. So far, so good. Rashi is working with ownership theory, and Tosis is saying it has nothing to do with the theory of ownership. It's just that the pasuk says "v'cha," that means not partners. And if it's not partners, the only thing it can be is borrowing. Hello, Ms. Gutman.
So what it sounded like to me was that for Rashi, he's equating the partnership and borrowing. Is that correct?
Rashi is saying that partnership and, well, not exactly, because, 1 second. Now, according to Rashi, the reason why I'm not Yotze and within Rabbi Eliezer, so I'm not Yotze with a borrowed sukkah. Why am I not Yotze with a borrowed sukkah? Because the Torah says lecha, and lecha teaches me not borrowed. It cannot possibly mean that. It teaches me not partnership, because partnership is not shayach for all of Klal Yisrael. That's Rashi.
Oh, but I thought that he's learning this on Kola Ezrach for the Chachamim. That they all sat in the same sukkah because they were doing partnership. But he actually, in the Rashi, Kola Ezrach is Shubasukkah's Ktiv. The last word he says, Ela al yedei she'ela.
Right. In other words, all of Klal Yisrael can only be together in one sukkah if they borrow it. Partnership is not shayach for all of Klal Yisrael. Right?
Right.
I have to say, in other words, I made a mistake. I was saying this within Rabbi Eliezer. This is really within the Chachamim. Right? That according to the Chachamim, Kol HaEzrach teaches me that if they all borrow a sukkah, they are Yotzei. It cannot mean that if they own the sukkah jointly, they're Yotzei, because it's not shaykh that they own the sukkah jointly.
You
cannot have partnership with so many people. That's Rashi Shita, because you won't have a Shavah Prutah. According to Tosfos, I don't need to come on to the theory of whether ownership is possible with less than a Shavah Prutah. It's just the pasuk says, not Shutfin. Lecha?
Right. Not Shutfin, but yes, borrowing.
Yes, borrowing, right. According to the Chachamim, yes, borrowing, not Shutfin, right.
But we never really, the Gemara didn't say that.
Well, all the Gemara says is that according to the Chachamim, Kol HaEzrach BeYisrael teaches me yes, borrowing. Right?
Right.
Shutfin is not discussed in our Gemara.
But the lecha was what?
So Tosfos is saying that lecha tells me not partnership, not shutfin. Rashi is saying theoretically partnership is fine, but partnership is not going to work for all of Klal Yisrael. Tosfos is saying that partnership will not be yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah if not for the pasuk of Kol HaEzrach, because the word lecha teaches me not partners.
I guess it's hard because the Gemara uses lecha to exclude stealing. So you'd think if they wanted to exclude partnership, they'd say that.
So lecha means exclusive ownership. If I am a partner, I'm not an exclusive owner. If I steal, I'm not an exclusive owner. Right? It's got to be mine and only mine. That's the word lecha. And Tosis is proving this idea of exclusive ownership. Tosis is proving this from a Gemara in Chulin, etc. And Tosis is also saying that whenever you have the word lecha, that sounds like exclusive ownership. And even by esrog, Zaktaisvis, you need exclusive ownership to be yotzei, the mitzvah. And if you have a case of achin, shekonu esrog betfusas habayis, so let's say you have six brothers, and they're yoresh, they inherit the same esrog, right? Daddy left us with an esrog. So am I yotzei with that esrog? Right, I am one of six partners in the esrog, and I yotzei with the esrog. So the Gemara says that you're not yotzei with an esrog of partners unless you have the right to eat it and you could pay it back to the others. Right, if we each, right, im yachol la'achlo, kigon de'ika esrog ki yotzei bo, l'cho echad ve'echad yotzo v'imlav lo yotzo. Right? If brothers have an esrog, brothers inherit an esrog, so if we all have the same esrog, I'm not yotzei. But if each of the brothers inherits a different esrog, then they are yotzei. Partnership is not enough to be yotzei the mitzvah of esrog. You need exclusive ownership. Meaning, it's not only the word lecha, but even the word lachem, that it says by lulav, Zaktaisvis, the word lachem also teaches me it's got to be exclusive ownership. If there are other partners, it ain't only yours. If it's not only mine, I'm not yotzei.
But within Tosafot, you can borrow an etrog.
Well, I can borrow an esrog on day two or day three. Right. On day one, I cannot borrow. That's given in the Gemara. Yeah. Day one, I cannot borrow an esrog.
Right. But after that.
But after that, I can. And everyone agrees to that, Yisod.
Right.
Right. The question in our Gemara is, what about a sukkah? Can I borrow a sukkah? Right. So Rabbi Eliezer says that you cannot borrow a sukkah and get the mitzvah. The Chachamim say you can borrow a sukkah and get the mitzvah. Our Gemara is completely silent about partnership, about shutfis. What would emerge after the dust settles is that according to Rashi, you can be yotzei the mitzvah with partnership. At least by sukkah, I can be yotzei the mitzvah with partnership. I just can't be yotzei with partnership if each partner does not have a shava pruta. But by esrog, everybody holds you are not yotzei with partnership. So it's just, again, the dust has to settle for a second. According to Tosfos, partnership is not considered exclusive ownership. You are not Yotze Esrig with partnership. You would not be Yotze Sukkah with partnership. That's Taisus Hashita. Ownership has to be exclusive. Rashi would say, no, ownership does not have to be exclusive. I can be Yotze Sukkah with partnership. But Esrog, the Gemara says, you are not Yotze with partnership. So Darf Min Fregen, we have to ask, how come according to Rashi, I am Yotze Sukkah with partnership, but I'm not Yotze Esrog with partnership? How would that one work?
Because with Sukkah, it's not the object that you're being Yotze with. It's the space created by the Sukkah. With an Etrog, it's the object.
Good. So with Esrog, it's object by Sukkah. The way you said it, it's space created by the Sukkah. I'm not sure if that's exactly the way I wanted to say it. I wanted to say it slightly differently. That by, and by I mean in Rav Salvatrik Shiurim, he said it like this. That by Esrog, the mitzvah is on the chefza. By Sukkah, the mitzvah is not on the chefza. The mitzvah is to sit in a Sukkah. If I'm a partner, right? Timeshares, these things exist, right? So a timeshare means that we're all partners. We might not each own the entire chefza, but we each own usage of the chefza. When it comes to Esrog, you have to own the chefza to be Yotze. When it comes to Sukkah, you don't have to own the chefza to be Yotze. You just need a rights to use it. So a timeshare, right? Again, according to Taisvis, I'm not Yotze with Shutvis. There's a pasuk of Lecha, not Shutvin. But Rashi says you are Yotze with Shutvis. It's just that if it's Pachos Mishava Pruta, then I'm not Yotze. And for Rashi, we have to distinguish between Esrog, when Shutfin are not Yotze, and Sukkah, when Shutfin are Yotze. And the easiest way to distinguish is based on the yesod of, is it a halacha in the chefza, or is it a halacha in the maisa hamitzvah? That's one way the Rav said it. But the Rav had another way of saying it, which is a little bit fancier. And the Rav said as follows. There's a halacha by Esrog that an Esrog which is chaser is no good. No? Say, take an Esrog and take a bite out of it. Right? It's not a whole Esrog anymore. So if I'm a lamdan, right, I could realize that if two of us own an Esrog together, so it's like it's an Esrog chaser. I'm missing part of that Esrog, right? Why am I missing it? Because you have it. So it's not all mine, right? You're smiling. You like this, right? So it could be it's a simple distinction between a chefta and a maisa and a mitzvah, or what Rav Salvechik also said is it's a similar idea. Okay, thank you. It's a similar idea, which is that an Esrog which is chaser is not mitzvahable. And when we both own the Esrog by definition is chaser. Oh. Okay. So what Tosis is basically saying, I'll take your question in a second, Rachel. What Tosis is saying is that an Esrog of Shutfin, a Sukkah of Shutfin, you're not Yotze. If you hold, you need exclusive ownership. You need exclusive ownership by both. Rashi is saying that Sukkah is different than Esrog. That by Sukkah, you do not need exclusive ownership. And Shutfin would be fine. But by Esrog, Shutfin is no good. Rachel, you had a comment?
Yeah, but is it so when Tosos brought up the Esrog case and the six brothers, it sounded like he was expanding at least Rashi's idea of ownership, because he said, oh yeah, you could use the esrog if you could eat it. Was that what he was saying?
Well, what Tosis is quoting from the Gemara is if there are six brothers, mm-hmm. and daddy left over one esrog, so I can't eat it, therefore I don't get the mitzvah with it. But if daddy left over six esrogim and each of us eat our esrog, then I get the mitzvah. But Tosis is using that idea to prove that partnership is not considered halachic ownership.
Okay.
And for Tosfos, there's no distinction between the case when the Torah says lecha and the case when the Torah says lachem. It doesn't matter if the Torah phrases it in the Lashon Yachid or phrases it in the Lashon Rabbim. In both cases, ownership has to be exclusive.
Can I ask a question pertaining to Rabbi Eliezer?
Sure.
Yeah, we had this case last week where a man came to Rabbi Eliezer and said, I have two wives and two homes and I have two sukkahs. Can I? Right. So what if I have two lulavs? Do I have to use the same one throughout Sukkot? Like, am I permitted to own more? Like,
Rabbi Eliezer has a gzeiras hakasuk. He has a pasuk that the Torah says, "Chagasukos kasem lochoshiv askamim," meaning that it's only a sukkah if it's usable for all 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Such a pasuk does not exist by lulav. Okay. And so it doesn't have to be the same one for each day. It doesn't have to be the same one for the entire yontif. By Sukkis, the Torah says the same one. Okay, so this is so far the beginning of the Tosfos. Then Tosfos gets a tiny bit more complicated in that Tosfos raises an objection as to what is more likely to be yotze and which is less likely to be yotze. Is partnership better than borrowing, or is borrowing better than partnership? So Tosfos says, umihu kasha. I'm just skipping a few lines because it's not so easy to read. Umihu kasha hagabi tzitzis marbinon deshutfin midiksiv bigdehem. Umatinon sheula miksev kususcha beperek reishes hagez. Vimkein hachanamin dejushacha kama. Meaning, correct Tosfos, that by tzitzis, shutfin is good, but borrowed is not good. And our Gemara says the opposite. Our Gemara says that borrowed is good, according to the Chachamim, but shutfis is no good. So which is which? Which one is better? Is borrowing better than partnership? Or is partnership better than borrowing? Right? On the one hand, by sukkah, I see that for the Chachamim, partnership is worse than borrowing. But by tzitzis, I see that partnership is better than borrowing. So that's why this is stira. Which is better, which is worse? So far, so good? So Tosfos says, I don't know the answer to that, Kasha. But according to Rashi, the answer is good. Because according to Rashi, the halacha is that partnership is ownership. So what I'll say is that by tzitzis, I get the mitzvah ayyadei partnership, because we each have a shava pruta. So that's great. But by sukkah, I also, if I have a shava pruta, partnership is great. I'm yotzei the mitzvah. All is grand and glorious according to Rashi. Tosfos, however, is caught in this difficult situation because Tosfos interpreted our entire Gemara as saying that partnership is not considered halachic ownership, but borrowing is ownership. That's the yesod of Taisus. Now, just we only have like two more minutes, so let me just like raise one more issue. First day of Sukkot, I have to own my Dalar Minan, Lulav Esrik Hadas Min Aravos? Yes, right? Ownership, according to Rashi, means it has a Shava Pruta. So the Minchas Chinuch raises a Kasha. The Minchas Chinuch asks, one second, Aravos might not be a Shava Pruta. Now again, in our world, Aravos come shrink-wrapped in plastic, and they charge you the same $5 for the two Aravos, and they charge you for the three hadasim, no? That's our world. But aravos really should not be worth very much. Like, you can go and chop them down anywhere. It's like, should not be a shava pruta. So Minchas Chinuch asks the kasha, well, according to Rashi, how am I yotzei the mitzvah of lulav ever when my aravos are not a shava pruta? So that is the Minchas Chinuch's question. So Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says something which kind of forces us to reinterpret a lot of what we said today. So we'll just like throw it out there. Reb Shlomo Zalman says, we are never saying that less than a Shava Pruta is not ownership. What we are saying is that if you have a bunch of people and they each own less than a Shava Pruta, then you're not an owner. But if there's only one owner and that owner owns something which is less than a Shava Pruta, that is called ownership. So my Arava is mine because no one else has a claim on it. The only issue in our Gemara when Rashi is saying is that it can't be that we're talking about shutfis because each person would not have a Shava Pruta, what Rashi means to say, is that, listen, if there's a bunch of people who together own something and each one has less than a Shava Pruta, so then since you don't have a Shava Pruta, it's not really ownership because you have competing rights. Other potential owners. That's really what Rashi is getting at. As understood by Taisus. As understood by Reb Shlomo Zalman. Okay, so again, what we did tonight is we got involved in like a theoretical conversation about what is ownership. And we want to say that according to Rashi, ownership has to be that you have a Shava Pruta. But now in this last minute and a half, we kind of modified that. We're saying that Rashi might not hold that it's not possible to own something that's pachos mishava pruta. It could be you can have ownership, but when there are competing owners and each one has pachos mishava pruta, that's not called ownership in that situation. That's the basic idea. Rashi certainly would agree that you are yotzei the mitzvah sukkah with shutfin. And according to Rashi, shutfin partnership is ownership. That's given. That's Rashi Shita throughout. Tosfos holds that no, that partnership is not considered ownership. And therefore, Tosfos is bothered by questions in terms of what's better, borrowing or partnership, a stira between sukkah and, or stira between 10 areas of halacha and tzitzis. And Tosfos leaves that question Shver, for Tosfos is no answer to that question for himself, but according to Rashi, all is grand. Okay, questions, comments, observations?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I feel like the new understanding of Rashi doesn't jive so well with the idea that you can steal something less than a Shava Pruta, because like, if it does mean that you can own less than a Shava Pruta, then I feel like it should be problematic to steal something.
So the question about Pachos Mishava Pruta, how come Jews do not get punished for Pachos Mishava Pruta and Goyim do, right? There are different ways of answering that question. What we were suggesting until now is that Pachas Mishabah Pruta is not considered ownership. But now what we could say is that Pachas Mishabah Pruta is halachically ownership, but it is a chatzi shir. In halacha, there are always minimum amounts. I have a minimum amount of matzah I have to eat. There's a minimum amount of money that is necessary to be considered geneva. Chatzi shir is shiurim. I'll say it like this: shiurim are halachos that are given to Jews. Non-Jews don't have shiurim, right? So therefore, a guy is going to be killed for stealing pachas mishabah pruta, because pachas mishabah pruta is money. It's just not a shiur to be chayiv. So Jews have shiurim, goyim don't have shiurim. That's the alternative understanding. It's not that pachas mishabah pruta is not mamon. Okay. Excellent, Chevra. Have a good night. Thank you for coming to learn.
Shabbos, thank you.
Good night.
Shabbos. Good night.